This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The European Union's executive arm has recommended making Ukraine a candidate for EU membership. The move would be a first step on what is expected to be a long road before the war-torn country could actually join the 27-nation bloc. The European Commission on Friday delivered its proposal to award Ukraine candidate status after a fast-tracked analysis of answers to a questionnaire. The Ukrainian government applied for EU membership less than a week after Russia invaded the country.
And we all know that Ukrainians are ready to die for the European perspective. We want them to live with us, the European dream.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, the leaders of the bloc's existing members, are scheduled to discuss the recommendation during a summit next week in Brussels. Russian President Vladimir Putin accused the West on Friday of colonial arrogance and trying to crush his country with quote-unquote stupid sanctions that amounted to an economic blitzkrieg while addressing the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum, a showcase event this year being held with almost no Western participation. Putin drew applause from the hall when he reaffirmed his determination to continue the special military operation in Ukraine that has unleashed what he said was an unprecedented barrage of Western economic sanctions. He said the main aim of the incursion was to defend, quote-unquote, our people in the largely Russian-speaking Donbas region of eastern Ukraine, a justification that Kiev and the West dismiss as a baseless pretext for a war that has already led to the occupation of parts of southern Ukraine far beyond the Donbas. This is VOA News. The world has become more compassionate towards refugees, according to a survey by pollster Ipsos published on Friday. A finding, it said, suggested the war in Ukraine had increased public openness to people fleeing war or oppression. Some 78% of people in 28 countries believe those escaping conflict or persecution should be able to take refuge in another country, up from 70% in a 2021 survey. Fewer people also believe borders should be entirely closed to refugees, with 36% agreeing in Friday's poll against 50% a year earlier, in part reflecting decreasing concerns related to the coronavirus pandemic. U.S. President Joe Biden has signed a bill expanding security protection for families of Supreme Court justices. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
U.S. Marshals already protect the justices themselves around the clock, and their families will now get the same protection. The president signed the bill 8 days after an armed man who threatened to kill Brett Kavanaugh was arrested near the justices' home. The bill's backers said threats to the justices went up after the leak of a draft court opinion that would overrule Roe v. Wade, and the Senate unanimously passed the legislation shortly after. It was held up in the House while Democrats sought to include protection for the families of court employees. That ended up not being in the bill, and Democrats say they will work on it later. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The British government has approved the extradition of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to the United States to face spying charges. WikiLeaks said it would appeal. The government said Friday the Home Secretary signed the extradition order following a British court's ruling Assange could be sent to the U.S. American prosecutors say the 50-year-old Australian citizen helped U.S. Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning steal classified documents and put lives at risk when WikiLeaks published them. To his supporters, Assange is a secrecy-busting journalist who exposed U.S. military wrongdoing in Iraq and Afghanistan. Recapping our top story, the European Union's executive arm has recommended making Ukraine a candidate for EU membership. The move would be a first step on what is expected to be a long road before the war-torn country could actually join the 27-nation bloc. The European Commission on Friday delivered its proposal to award Ukraine candidate status after a fast-tracked analysis of answers to a questionnaire. The Ukrainian government applied for membership less than a week after the invasion. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
The hits only.